In just a minute, Bill announces his pick for vice president, Carly Fiorima. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, Thursday was take your son and or daughter to work day, and we at NPR are just as enthusiastic about it as everybody else pretends to be. And in fact, during take your kid to work day, a young visitor to NPR HQ did what?
Goosed Terry Gross?
No, but that would be hilarious. It'd be like, Terry be like, oh, well, why did you goose me? Tell me. Was there something?
Peed in a tote bag.
No. Well, you know how kids, and it's kind of, you could have seen this coming, because you know how kids like to push buttons.
Oh, turned off the station?
Yes. NPR went off the air for about a full minute.
Oh, my God.
Because of some kid at Take Your Kid to Work Day. You may have thought this minute of silence was just one of Ira Glass's really, really long pauses. But no, it was dead air. Apparently, a child of an unnamed NPR staffer
reached out
and nice. Pushed a button or a series of buttons that they should not have. The worst part, that minute of silence beat this show in the ratings. Adam, many cities have problems with people texting while walking, not paying attention to traffic signals, sometimes even walking into traffic. One German city is taking action. How?
Like text lanes, like a bike lane?
No, they've tried that, but the problem is that the people just walk right off the text lane, right into traffic, get hit by cars, cause accidents.
Now, you say problem. I say solution.
What direction are they looking?
Down. So the lights are going to be on the ground.
Yes, they're putting traffic lights in the sidewalk. This is to prevent what is called distracted walking or natural selection. This town in Germany is embedding traffic lights in the sidewalk, alerting downward-facing pedestrians, yoga pose, that they're approaching an intersection. It's amazing, because one of the first things you learn when you're a kid is, right, look both ways before you cross the street. Phones have made us dumber than we were at the age of 3.
Can't they just get the alligators from the Olympics and send them over to Germany, solve 2 problems at once?
But people, you know what it's like with people. I know what it's like with people because I'm one of them, that they're too distracted by their phones. You'd be like texting
somebody.
Oh,
you'll wake up when there's an alligator in front of you.
Really?
Or not.
Yeah. Adam, time for a new game. We're calling.
You know what? Don't answer that.
So we're going to ask you a question, Adam. We really don't want to hear the answer. So we'll give you a point if you simply refuse to answer the question. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Here's your question, and again, we don't want you to answer. After a number of incidents, swimming pools in Iceland have placed signs advising swimmers not to use the hair dryers in the men's rooms to do what? Remember, you only get a point if you refuse to answer on principle. Can he resist?
I mean... I feel like this question has already been answered. You know, I'd rather not answer that.
All right, but you get a point. And we appreciate you not saying it. The signs in these bathrooms in Iceland, in the locker rooms, this is a phrase I think we all need to know in Icelandic. Peta er ekki pung burka, or this is not a scrotum dryer. There is a remarkable illustration going with it, showing what they're talking about. It looks like a very happy dancing man about to make himself even happier.
Also, think about how much easier it would be to dry your scrotum if you had a removable wanker.
You just take it off, just do it through that Dyson air blade thing, you're all set to go.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love, drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.